Good afternoon. I apologize for being late.
Welcome to Unveiling Valor, Captain Len Kane's journey from naval hero to humanitarian luminary with your host Captain Len Kane and President of the Hope Collection Ron Clayton. We would like to thank our sponsors, extend our deepest gratitude to the Hope Collection and Joel and Ardith Griffing for their unwavering support in making a positive impact on our community. Our generosity empowers us to reach further, dream bigger, and extend a helping hand to those in any.
Hello, hello. This is Linda. Good afternoon. I apologize for coming on a little late, but how are you today, Captain?
Oh, Linda, God bless. I hope everything's okay with you
and with your wonderful husband. We got caught on a phone call. We're having something delivered, and they delivered it to the wrong address. So he's trying to track it down, and we didn't realize how late it was. I sincerely apologize, but welcome to the show. This is the Friday edition of Optimize My Life, brought to you by the Hope Collection. Since I had cut off all the information earlier, the intro, I kind of spoke over it. But I do want to welcome you, Captain Kane, to the Friday edition of the Hope Collection. And we're looking forward to hearing about our sister charity, the Golden Rule Society, which you are the president and the founder of. So I do want to welcome you to the show.
Oh, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Friday.
the good news is you're a little late, but hey, you're healthy and you're happy and you're taking care of the things that need to be taken care of.
That is it. Definitely. Yeah, it was, they kept transferring. Ron, hold on just a moment. Ron, I have Kate. Ron. Say hello to Captain Kane.
Good afternoon, Ron. I'll be right there.
Well, welcome aboard, as we say in the Navy. My golly, good to be here. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hope Collection, the radio show, Blog Talk Radio on Fridays. We do it 7 days a week, and I'm honored and pleased and humbled to be the guy that's making the noise on the Fridays to let the people know, all of those nice people listening to the show. First thing you do is, when I do this as a little levity, and I say, welcome to the radio show, now watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs, and they say, well, hey, this is a radio show. But I said, now that I have your attention, the point I'm going to make, which I always do, is we're not selling anything. So I want you to invite you to get yourself a piece of paper and a nice pencil and take down this note. And this is the Golden Rule Society charity, and I'm going to give you how to get there, because we have many gifts to offer, which we've been doing for over 51 years. Yeah. We're all non-paid volunteers, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Golden Rule Society. But here it is. If you're ready to write it down, you know how it goes. It's www.GoldenRuleSociety, and that's one word, no spaces between Golden Rule and Society. GoldenRuleSociety.org, O-R-G, simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation nationwide and worldwide. And we've been helping children, churches, and charities nationwide, worldwide, for all these more than 50 years. And again, I'll stress this, we're all non-paid volunteers. And the purpose of the Golden Rule Society is to help make it a better world. And we have what we call a kindness campaign. And it goes very simple like this. Because when I was graduated high school, I was going off to the Navy. And my mother, before I left, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. Those two words, be kind, are in my heart, my soul, my mind. And we, what a way to live. And it goes like this. When you get it there, the program is, whoever you meet, whatever you meet, wherever you go, be kind. And there it is, that it helps make it a better world. It's living the golden rule, treating others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. It also means that we try to follow the good Lord's, one of his best commandments, where he says, share the love that I give you with others. Simple as that. It's very powerful. And again, we're not selling anything. We're not pushing anything anyway. We're just offering opportunities for people to be more successful in their life. And you're going to be ready to copy and write down all the gifts that I'm going to mention. And if you have some friends and family that you'd like to call and say, hey, don't miss this show, tell them to dial in. It's very simple. 714-816-4686. And just listen to the nice people and the people who are telling you all about how to make it a more successful world, how to be more successful in your life, purposely, the way you live your life. Why make the mistakes that have already been made? Learn from others. And also, not only your personal life, but your business life. If you're selling anything, if you've got a business going, whatever you're doing, make it a better world for you, your family, friends, neighbors, everybody. And that's why we're here. We're here to serve. Why not? Make nice, be nice, be kind. So, Mr. Ron Clayton, he's the president of the Hope Collection now, and he's took over as the president when one of the founders of the organization, Mr. Joel Griffin, passed away of cancer a couple of years ago, and we're so sorry. We miss him. We love him, and God bless him. He was a senior advisor to three of the presidents of the United States of America. Not one, not two, but three of the presidents. And he kept things going for people, helping it not only in the United States, but all throughout the world. What a wonderful man. And he formed this Hope Collection. What a coincidence. His wife's name is Hope. And what a wonderful, wonderful lady she is. She's still involved and part of the program. And Mr. Ron Clayton, president of it now, and he's the one that makes these things happen on 7 days a week. My golly. And that's what we need. People helping out. You'll have a different person that's in charge on each day. Wonderful people with wonderful stories, wonderful backgrounds, wonderful opportunities to help make it a better world, starting with you, your own self. And how's that? And I hope we have more and more people who are listening in, and you can come on board and let us know how you feel, what you have to offer. Just kind words, simple as that. And that's what's going on. So let me tell you just a little teaser just to get you started. Some of the gifts that we have offered for you. The one that I really like was called Intiva Health. This is when you get onto the website. Intiva Health. This organization, founded by a wonderful man, Mr. Alexander Candelario, and he was a Marine that was in combat And he was wounded, and he was medically discharged, and he was going back to college in Texas, and a very sharp individual. And while he was going to school in the college there, he said, maybe I've got to have an opportunity to put something together to help the medical industry. So the INTIVA name is an acronym. It's just informational technology, videos, and all that good stuff. And that's very nice. But he's got doctors, he's got scientists, he's got nurses down there in Texas working full time. And guess what? 2 years ago, INTIVA Health was selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. Wow. It's just, wow. How does that happen? It happens because the medical professionals all over the world say, this is wonderful. I talk to doctors all the time. I said, hey, Dr. Jones, have you heard about the INTIVA Health program? And he said, oh, yeah, I think I've heard about it. I said, well, you got to go visit. And I tell them how to get there, goldenrulesociety.org, and you log on. And doctors, they called me back later on and said, Len, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? We had one gentleman, one nice story. He said, Len, I said, how are you doing there, Charlie? And he said, oh, well, I've got these terrible pains in my body all the time, and the doctor's giving me these ABC pills, and they're just not working. And I says, I'm suffering all the time. So I introduced him to the good people at INTIVA Health, contacted them. They logged in, talked to one of the scientists or the doctors there. And I said, okay, tell me more about them. And he told them about them. And the guy says, you're taking the wrong pills. Don't take the ABC pills. Take the XYZ pills. Now, I don't know what the A, B, or X, Y are, but their point is the doctor gave him the pills to take, and he contacted me like a couple of days later, a week later, whatever it was. He said, Len, I don't have any pain anymore. I'm pain-free. I'm back to being a human being again. I mean, that's just this one little simple story, but there are a lot of people who are involved and looking at it, and the doctors and the medical people, the professionals are saying, this organization, there's nothing like it. Number one in the world supporting the medical industry. Fabulous stuff. So you got to take advantage of that and do yourself a big favor. That's one place to start. And I've got a bunch of other ones here to talk about, but you're really going to be pleased with it, because everybody that goes there says, this is wonderful. And there's another organization that I'm going to tease you with right now. It's called Hope for You, because this is the Hope program, headed up by Mr. Ron Clayton. He's the president now. And the wonderful job that he's doing, you go there and log on to that, and you'll see the opportunities that are available for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, church, charity. Everybody benefits. That's the nice part about it. And again, I will stress the point. I'm not selling anything. We're not selling anything. But here are the opportunities that will make it a better life for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, church, charity, whoever you want to tell about. You can share this because you're not selling anything either. That's the nice part. So, Mr. Ron Clayton, I'm going to turn back over to you, sir, and I'm going to take a little sip of my coffee this morning. And as soon as I do, I'm ready to jump right in after you say a big cheery hello to all the nice people listening to the show. We're covering, ladies and gentlemen, as many as 95 countries nowadays. Worldwide, people are listening to the show, and they're getting the good news and the good opportunities to make it a better world, not only for themselves, but everybody that they want to be share it with. So, Ron, over to you, and I'm standing by, but jump right back in.
Thank you, Len. We are sure glad that you're here today on our normal Friday show, Optimize Your Life, brought to you by the Hope Collection, which if you are, many times people come on and they miss the introduction, But the Hope Collection is a 501c3 nonprofit, and looks like the Golden Rule Society, and we're all committed to providing services to make life better. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So when Len tells you about Intiva Health, let me just give you a couple more ideas. The breadth of what Intiva Health is bringing to our listeners and people that, by the way, encourage you to register, become a member of Hope. It's free. There's no credit card necessary information. We don't. All we need is an email address so we can send you other messages and let you know appointments and things that might be coming up you might want to know about. Anyways, the Intiva Health Company, which Len Cain brought to our organizations, Golden Rule Society and Hope Collection, is an incredible company that he described. They also provide services like, are you familiar with gummy bears? You know, right now gummy bear technology is rampant on the internet and on television. Everything you see of vitamins, food supplements, different prescriptive drugs, they're all using gummy bear technology to use as a delivery system. You know, rather than trying to swallow some big pill, you chew and the melts in your mouth, the gummy bear. And so you can take your vitamin or your food supplement or your prescription in that form. It's much easier to use. It's so popular that companies like, you've heard of Whole Foods or CVS drugstores, these are some of the largest companies in the world. They are using the technology that Intiva Health has put into production in their new plant, brand new million square foot facility in Phoenix, Arizona. And what they do is they produce this hospital grade, pharmaceutical grade gummy bear product that's also organic. It's totally organic and it's pesticide proof, pesticide proof. And so you're getting a high quality product. And like I said, Whole Foods and CVS and other organizations have signed to Intiva Health to provide the material. They produce the vitamin, the food supplement, the pharmaceutical product, and then they have to blend it into a gummy bear form so that you can get the pill. And right now it's incredible. Their first month in the new plant that they built for themselves, is they're producing $1 million in sales the first month. And now it's a couple months later, and they're now producing $3 million of products a month, growing like crazy. Another division of Intiva Health is when Len was talking about its founder, he also designed, he's a brilliant, brilliant guy, especially when it comes to the internet and math. And what they did is he founded a program. It's called Lockstep. Lockstep is a communication system that is totally, you can't break it. You can't scam it. You can't underwrite it. You can't tap into it. It's secure. And right now, even our government is using program for some of the department, like the Department of Defense. And isn't that pretty good? You have the self-safe that we are in good shape because of the system that they're using to communicate. And can't be compromised. So that's just one issue that they deal with. Then you got the gummy bear product. Also, if you need particular health in an area in your life that you're not getting sufficient answers from, it is called Intiva Health. They have a division like you can belong to in your community. We have clinics, and they have multiple doctors. Well, so does Intiva Health. So you can go online, and you can get the help. You may need some extra help that you want to get more information on. They are a resource, and it doesn't cost you anything. That's a good thing when Len says, and they really are good, they really are. And the one other reason thing that they're so well known and appreciated, they're able to get doctors. Do you know when a person goes to college, gets educated, gets a certificate that they pass the course to be a doctor, be a gynecologist, be an oncologist, be a whatever, an eye doctor, they got to get, not only do they have to get their certificate, they got to get a state approval to practice. Well, sometimes that takes years, many years for people to get it. You can't open a practice until you get that certification that Intiva Health is able to assist the individual doctor to get their so they can practice. This is really powerful because we need more doctors. We're short doctors right now in the country. And so Intiva Health is on the cutting edge of delivering that service. And so I'm so proud because Len Cain, he's on the board of this company. I think pretty highly of him, too. He's on the board of our company. We think highly of him also. This past year, we had Len Cain as a – honey, can I just finish a second?
Yeah,
we had Len Cain as a keynote speaker at the Memorial Day Remembrance Ceremony at the famous Buffalo Naval Park. 1,000 people were there. And what he did is he shared the kindness campaign program that he invented. You hear all about kindness all over. It's popular today. Well, let me tell you, Len has put in place a system that you can join the Kindness Club. And one of our experts who handles all our technical stuff, her name is Mary Stanley, and she runs these shows for us. Her daughter came home from school and said, well, can't we have a kindness club for kids? And so they developed, she and Len Cain and Ariana is their name, and they've developed a club. And you can, wherever you are listening to this, you can find out how you can get a kindness club in your community, at your church, at your schools. We got a whole program. It doesn't cost anything, folks. And it doesn't cost a penny to be kind. But guess how we can impact kids then reflects back at our families. And that's, we know everybody, it's a known thing that our families have been under attack. Well, let's get things and be a part of making something that's improving life. You can do that by getting back to us, and we can get these programs to you. Well, Len, are you back?
Oh, yes, standing by, ready to go. And I think this wonderful news that everybody's receiving about all the wonderful things that are happening with the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society charity. And like I said, we've been only doing this charity work for over half, more than half of a century. We're all non-paid volunteers. And people say, well, you want to take a donation? Whatever people do make a donation, whatever we get, we give. Oh, we pay for the electricity and that sort of stuff. We have to stay in business. But the thing is, if you want to make a donation to somebody, don't make it to your own church or your charity or the people that you know where the money's going, rather than just giving it away to somebody you don't. And that's what we do. But anyway, that's the point. And, well, like I said, the nice part about the half a century, and we've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
And I was told that in 2014, Golden Rule Society was number 2 in the world for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I want to share some good news with you, Ron and Linda, and anybody who's listening. There's the word's going around that there's going to be a 6th nomination. Well, I may be a little early in doing that because it hasn't been done yet, but people are working on that. And it would be wonderful to be it. It would be wonderful to win because everybody in this world should be part of the kindness campaign founded by the Golden Rule Society charity. And it's very simple, again and again. With kindness and hope and love in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Living the good Lord's most powerful and popular commandment. Share the love that the good Lord gives us with others. Why not? Make it a happy rather than all this killing that's going on. People are shooting and fighting. And that doesn't amount to anything. That doesn't promote anything. It destroys what we want to be, the peace and justice in this world. And kindness. Anyway, I'm going to get off that high horse. But that's what we're doing, and that's what we want you to be a part of. Because we got another good deal, and this is what we call the, and I love it because, ladies and gentlemen, I told you I was left for the Navy after finishing high school. When I got in the Navy, I took the tests and all that sort of stuff, and they said, hey, kid, you did pretty good. You passed the tests and all that sort of stuff, and you can now qualify to take the tests to go to Navy flight training. And I said, I don't know anything about flying airplanes. But they said, take the tests anyway. I did. They said, you did pretty darn good. Next thing I know, I'm down in Pensacola, Florida, at the Naval Air Station, the training program. The next thing you know, I'm a teenage ensign flying jet fighters. So I did that for another 30-some-odd years. And I even became, after that, I became an airline captain. And so I've got plenty of time flying airplanes. And it's interesting to note, we have two sons. Wouldn't you know it, they both joined the Navy, became airline pilots. I mean, Navy pilots, and now they're both airline captains. So people said, how did you get your sons to follow your footsteps? I told them that flying airplanes is the most fun you can have with your clothes on, and that's why they're flying airplanes. And I know that's kind of cute and kind of funny, but
hey, Len,
that's the joke that goes along. So let me go turn it back over to you, my friend, because I've got just a few more things to talk about. And it's always a pleasure because it benefits everybody. And when I talked about the travel, I'm going to tell you about how to travel. And I'll tell you all the good things about that comes with it. Back over to you, Ron. Soccer to him.
Okay. Well, Len, I wanted to ask a question. You know, and it comes to being a pilot, whether you're a Navy or pilot and you're a fighter and you're a hero, which you were the original Top Gun, and we're so proud of you for that. And you retired from the Air Force. You wanted
no,
to keep
Navy.
You there.
So Navy.
Navy, I'm sorry, yeah. Boy, shame on me. Well, when they retired, they wanted to keep him, so they raised him to a rear admiral. But he had family, and it was time for him to move on, and he did. But I want to make this point. When you're a pilot, you have the lives of yourself, your co-pilot, and how about if you're an airline pilot, all those passengers that are trusting you not to be just okay, not to be adequate, not that you passed the test. They want you to know that you are the certified best there is every time you get in a plane. Because I don't want to drive. I always tease people, because today we own a travel agency, and I always tease people when I book people on planes. Everybody's looking for a deal, and Len will talk about that in a minute, but we can get people deals. The point is you want to get on a plane that you can trust. I do a lot of, I've done a lot of missionary team trips where people go into Guatemala, South America, Africa. How about Cuba? I got people in and out of Cuba as a travel agent. Well, the point is, when they flew there, I had someone that came along and said, well, you know, we can do there cheaper than you're going to fly for. I said, okay, well, what airline are you using? And they said some name, Len. And I said, wait a minute, I will not put our people from our church on Air Mosquito. You know, I want to play in a company that's got credibility. I use Delta or United or U.S. Air or Southwest. I want a credible company that's got a track record and minimal amount of problems. And so you got to be careful in the world. You always want to do with credibility. And, you know, when we talk to Len Cain, we are dealing with such high credibility. This guy taught the Blue Angels how to fly in formation. He did it so well, he was given that title, Top Gun, East Coast, West Coast, European. He's the best of the best of the best. I know, well, how they became the Top Gun is you had to pass a contest. and they had all kinds of perimeters that they flew the planes upside down and sideways and did all kinds of aerobatics and everything in formation. Now, can you imagine flying at the speed of sound? So I think it's 700 miles an hour. And you got a plane within 12 inches of your wing of your plane? You don't want somebody that just passed okay. They got an okay getting into flight school. You want someone who was the best. And, you know, when you graduated from Miramar and you are called Top Gun, you are the best. So, Len, take it away, because I love talking about my buddy, Top Gun.
You're courteous and you're kind. God bless you, my friend. And it's nice to know, but it just goes on and on because bringing back the memories. But really, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I did not teach the Blue Angels how to do their flying. But I did do Blue Angel air shows with our own particular squadron where we were stationed in Spain for 6 months. But we put on the air shows, and it was everybody in Spain, they really enjoyed it. We did it. Air shows in southern France and along the western edge of Italy, and also for the commander of the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. Whenever he had visiting guests, we would go fly the little, four of us would do the modified Blue Angel air show. And I was the number two man, and the skipper was the leader, and I was his right-hand man. And it was fun to do, and it was wonderful stuff. But that's just part of the history, and it tugs at the heartstrings whenever I think about it. Anyway, back to the good deals. We're talking about flying. When you go to the website, and I'm going to say it again and again, it's www.goldenrulesociety.org. Charitable, nonprofit, tax exempt, all that good stuff. When you get there, you're going to find little things about the Wise Traveler Program. What does that mean? It means, let me just give you an example because that's easier to understand. A friend of mine from San Diego, he had to go on a business trip to New York City with his wife. And so he called airline. They said, yes, that'll be $1,000 round trip. And he said, well, you know, I have this friend who runs the Golden Rule Society charity, and he's also does airline pilot flying. And they said, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we know him, and we offer discounts. So instead of paying $1,000, it only cost him $500 round trip for he and his wife. Now, that's just one discount. And you can usually get discounts up to 85% of the time. But here's the thing, and I always tell people this, don't try to get a discount on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or the 4th of July and all those big holidays. Plan ahead. Because if they have an empty seat, they'd rather get a discount and get somebody in there that pay a little bit rather than just an empty seat where they don't get any money. But they control that completely. I have no control at all whatever discounts they offer, or if they do offer a discount. But that's up to you. But give them a call. Give them, plan ahead. And that's the nice part about it. If you get a discount, terrific. That's money in your pocket. But I also have another program that we're working with as part of the kindness campaign. And what we have, as an airline captain, I put together what we call the Captain's Travel Tips. And it's 39 pages of ways to travel safely, to save your time, save you money, all this sort of stuff. 39 pages. Here's what to do. Here's what not to do to protect yourself and you and your family and the travel so that when you go on a trip, you're going to have a nice time, you're going to be safe, and you're going to come home and be happy. So that is going to be available through the kindness campaign. And it's just one of these free deals. No cost. We used to get a donation. It was usually $33. And I said, no, we don't need a donation because Whatever we get, we give. So we're going to offer that free of charge, and it's coming. The Kindness Campaign, we're working on it with the major people who are giving our video emails. So if you get a video email from a friend of yours that says, hey, look at this, this is a good deal, you can share it with everybody, and everybody makes out. It benefits everybody. So look it up, and it's called the Wise Traveler. Why not? Take advantage of it, because it's fun stuff. Trust me, I did a lot of traveling for many, many years, helping people get to where they wanted to be going, needed to be, all that good stuff. So keep this in mind, and share the Hope Collection, the radio show. Like I say, every day of the week, it's available. And different the host and hostesses, but it's wonderful. But Mr. Ron Clayton and his lovely wife, Linda, they're the ones that keep it going. So we have 24 senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And, of course, I said it earlier, we're all non-paid volunteers. And whenever one of the advisors does a great job, she or he, I double their salary. And they always remind me that said, hey, Len, did you know that the two times nothing is still nothing? I said, yes, I know. But it's nice to know that you just got your salary doubled. Anyway, all in good fun. A little levity goes a long way. And that's why we're here, to enjoy life and be kind. And just, like I say, share the love that the good Lord gives you with others. So, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you. And I've got a couple more points to make that the people need to know, what they need to take advantage of. Back over to you, Ron.
Ron, this is Country Ball.
I'll intercept, if I may.
How the world are you guys doing, Lynn? I'm sitting here in the Northeast Georgia Mountains just bubbling over. Because, too, I was just kind of reminiscing, thinking about Joel, how much fun we used to have on Fridays. But, again, my grandmama says, you never did as long as the memories live on. So shout out Joel Griffin, my mentor, for about 18 years before I ever had the privilege of going to Cracker Barrel and having lunch with him on the house. So, but, Lynn, while you guys were talking, especially while Ron was mentioning, too, that you're a living legend, one of those people that came along before Nike said, just do it. Lynn Kane says, been there, done that. Yeah. I just get real tickled. Joel said, Country Boy, it's okay if you call us super friends, because we've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the West, and we allow every single person to come in and love their very best. Lynn, way out on the West Coast in California, there's our super friend, Mary. Oh, super mom, woman of war, shout out, Mary. Connected us to 93 countries in 60-something languages, the super mom. Ron just mentioned to you her daughter, Ariana, one of the special gifted ones that opens up our show with her anointed voice. We shall use the children to confound the wise. So now if you look at our friend Rick Reese, who's a leader and top producer in the travel industry, Ron Clayton's travel partner, Ron, I hope you didn't mind me saying that, but Rick Reese, with his special anointing, launched the satellite 30-something years ago, so you would have a GPS in your car right now. So do you understand that we're taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west? We allow every single person to come in and love their very best. Oh, anything less than that is absolutely unacceptable. But what we do, Ron, I got this from you, Ron, our new president, because Lynn says, golden rule, just treat other people the way that you want to be treated, the Golden Rule Society.org. But see, when Joel passed the baton, he passed it on to Ron Clayton, and Ron says, we got something. Oh, I forgot to tell you, God says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing, so I'm going to give you a new president. And Ron chose to call it Hope for You. Yeah, Hope for You. Oh, cliff note for you guys. In the beginning was this thing called faith, but faith is a substance of things hoped, hope for. I call hope the granddaddy, the grandmother nature for something called faith, because if you have nothing to hope for, you have nothing to have faith for. So we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, yeah, and your family. Yep. Why? Because we care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you'll know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. Last one, Ron. We said practice, Lynn. They said the man has flown enough air miles to go to the moon and back 5 times. Shout out, Lynn Kane. But they said practice only means you get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. So we want you guys to keep practicing, doing unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, it eventually come right back to you, even if it does not come from the person that you recently gave it to. In the last little cliff note for you today is simple, Lynn. You said it, Lynn. We don't care where you are in the world. There's something that somebody has given you. He was designed in his own image. In the South, they said, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. And we feel so honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you. So last cliff note, and I'm on a hush. Y'all listen one more time. Just listen. Y'all hear that sound of silence? People really do know how to care from you and know how to communicate with you, even if you don't hear them. So we're calling you out. We're talking to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming together to help make for a better world. You.
Okay.
God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard was his nickname, his country boy. His real name is Mr. Brad Dorsey, and he is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. Very successful businessman. He's so successful because he continues to help others to be more successful. He's got a heart of gold, and you heard his comments. He's a good, religious man, family, beautiful, all the good stuff. And Brad Dorsey, thank you for all the wonderful things that you do to help make it a better world for others. Keep up your good work, and we're honored and just pleased that you're part of the program. Keep up your great work. God bless you. Take good care. And I'll turn it back over to the boss man, Mr. Ron Clayton.
Never, other than you, no one's ever called me that, Len. And only because of you, I'll let you call me that. What we do here, folks, is we find ways to make our saves available to try and help. And, you know, there's other people that are on this call today. This Friday show is very, very special. There are not a lot of platforms where someone can get on the phone and just hopefully share their heart and not feel like they're going to be criticized because they have faith. And they're not saying they don't have to be ashamed because they talk about their family. They're not going to have to be ashamed because they're proud of being American. They don't have to be ashamed because they have a conviction that they want to make sure that things are passed on to make this a better world. And I know there's people on this call right now that might be on would like to say hello. So I'm just going to take a moment, Len, and let's see who wants to say hello this afternoon.
Well, this is Linda. I'll jump in for just a moment, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, Captain, just to honor us with your presence. There's so many things going on, and there's so many you know, things that can tear us apart for time-wise and everything. And so for you to take the time out to share with us, I really do appreciate it. You know, the Golden Rule Society, if, even if you just travel around the block, check out the captain's notes for travel. There's so much good information in there. It's really a wonderful piece of work that's put together from how many years as being a pilot. Things, you know, things that some of should be just common sense, and others are like, hey, I never thought of that. So that's something just to keep in mind. There's, you know, so many different little gifts on the Golden Rule Society of gifts of knowledge and you know opportunities. So definitely take advantage of that. But I know there's a couple people, probably their lunch is over and had to drop off. There are a couple people that have dropped off. But if anyone else would like to say some final words before we have to, I guess we do have about 5 minutes left. Please speak up.
Well, I'll jump in again. This is Len Kane,
okay.
And I wanted to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple of two other items that I wanted to share with you. One of them is on the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and it's called Success for You. This is the educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for everybody, whatever age, doesn't matter. Success for You. One, we focus on you as an individual, and two, we focus you on your business endeavors. And why not? Why make the mistakes that have already been made? Don't waste your time. And here's another one that I really like. It's called the Prescription Discount Program. Hardly everybody even talks about it. But when the doctor gives you a prescription and off you go to the drugstore and you give it to them and they say, oh, yes, Elkhart, whatever it is, that'll be $100. And people say, the smart people say, yes, but aren't you a member of the prescription discount program? And usually they will say, oh, yes, we are. Okay, well, I'd like to take advantage of that. So they get a discount. Instead of paying $100, maybe they'll pay $50 or $75 or something. But they get a discount. And all you have to do is ask. Many will say, no, we're not involved in that. And many will say, oh, yes, we are. And yes, we give you the discount. But if you don't ask, you don't get. It's like asking for your loved one to give you a kiss. If you don't ask, you're not going to get the kiss. Anyway, the point is, there's a lot of good things that were going on. The Worldwide Humanitarian Program. Who's Who in America? Oh, all the wonderful things that are available to you on the website. So share it with others, and you'll do them the favor. Because when the kindness campaign gets into full 100% going, you are going to be getting the benefits from that, and you'll be sharing it with everybody, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, whoever you want to share it with. All that who are listening today, you can share it with whoever you want, and you're not selling anything. And you'll find that most everything on our site, most everything is free, and some things are better than free. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it should go. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Ron because we're just running out of time, and I don't want to be the one that puts the finishing edge, other than the fact that God bless, take good care, and back over to you, Ron. I'm here to help.
Well, thanks, Len. I just want to, thank everybody. These the blog talk shows are, you have Hope for Lunch at Monday through Friday at the same time, noon to 1 Eastern time. And there's different programs each day. And I know on Tuesdays, Ron and Rick Reese have Travel Tuesday, talking about traveling and the excitement and, the ins and outs of travel. And then during the Monday through Friday, there's other wonderful shows. And there's other shows in the evening. Unfortunately, I do not have the list in front of me. But next time that we get together, we will go over some of the other shows. So with that, Ron, did you want to close out for today?
Yeah, I would like to. I'd like to ask everybody to take a moment. And by the way, I used to say, like everybody else here, well, let's take a moment of silence. I'm telling you, people, that's a baloney. Moments of silence, you start thinking about what you're going to have for dinner tonight or where you're going tomorrow. Let's take a moment of prayer. And let's deliberately say a prayer to keep those we love protection. Give them the health and protection. Give our leaders the sense of responsibility and doing things right, doing things that are good for our kids, and the future and the history that we have as a country. Let's take a moment and just say, thank you, God. You've blessed us in so many ways, and we want to continue, and we want you to continue to bless us as we move forward to build your kingdom and making this world a better place. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. God bless you all.